Clean Dirt Grains and Seeds in Sterling says, it's been a pleasure serving you this past year. A new year is a time for happiness to look forward to the future. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of times. So this year, do yourself, your family, and your community a favor. Remember to drive defensively, courteously, and soberly. Make this season a safe time of year. If you must have a belt for the road, make it a seat belt. Brought to you by the great people at Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28.5 in Sterling. On the air, because they care, wishing you and your family a safe new year. On the air, because they care, wishing you...
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And with us, is Patrick Wood here? I guess he's not. Anyway, we had hoped to have Patrick with us. Patrick is certainly one of the most knowledgeable people in the world as far as the Trilateral Commission is concerned. During the latter part of the 1970s, he and Professor Sutton wrote a series of books about the Trilateral Commission. And Pat has followed this along. Tony has passed away some years ago. I knew him. He was a great researcher. Although he never understood really what this is all about, he had all the facts down. I mean, how certainly the American industrialists and the Federal Reserve System and the little cabal who run our country had actually financed and helped communism from its best initial inception. Why? Because you needed an enemy to focus the attention of the public on a foreign enemy rather than the realization that there was a cabal here in the United States that was using America's wealth and power to bring about a world government. That's what it's all about. But you had to have an enemy. You had to focus our attention on this foreign enemy. And I'm sure they've helped to finance many of the so-called anti-communist organizations that rose up during the ensuing years from the time that communism was created. And there were always those who, of course, fell into the trap, and I shall have to admit that I fell into the trap at one time, believing communism was the enemy. And then, of course, you eventually find out about the great tax-exempt foundations and about the Council on Foreign Relations, and then subsequently about the Bilderbergers, and then about the Trilateral Commission. The Trilateral Commission is America's invisible government. It was organized back in 1973. One of the initial members was Jimmy Carter. And, of course, in 1976, he was elected President of the United States. Now, at that time, according to Patrick, there were only about 50 members of the Trilateral Commission, and yet 19 of them served, in the Carter administration. Some people say that there were 25 people associated with the Trilateral Commission, but serving at that time, and this figure I've used, but according to Patrick, 19 of the 50 members of the Trilateral Commission held key positions in the Carter administration, including the presidency and the vice presidency. And nothing really has changed since that time. Since 1976, either the president and or the vice president of the United States always comes from this small little group of people who were organized by Zygmunt Brzezinski and David Rockefeller back in 1973 to take over control of our government. How do we know that was their purpose? Well, you read Barry Goldwater's book with no apologies. He had studied them in his book he wrote in 1979. He said, this group is international, but their purpose is to control the commercial and banking power by seizing control of the political government of the United States. I'm quoting, by seizing control of the political government of the United States, and of course, Barry Goldwater called them a cabal. He didn't bother to run for election after that because he knew that they would come after him and destroy him as they do with anybody who tries to expose what they're doing. But, for instance, we've had, eight presidents of the World Bank since that time, and the World Bank really runs the finances of the world, and at least six of them have come from this small cabal of the Trilateral Commission, which today, although it has 120 members in the North American division, only 87 of them are United States citizens. And certainly they've controlled the World Bank, the U.S. trade envoy, and they control trade in this process of globalization. 8 out of 10 of them have come from the Trilateral Commission. And then, of course, we We can look at the Federal Reserve Board. They run our economy. The Federal Reserve runs our economy, and three out of the last four chairmen of the Federal Reserve came from the Council on Foreign Relations. And there are people, you know, I mean, six out of the last, I think, what, eight out of the last 10 secretaries of state came from the Trilateral Commission, and the same with the Secretary of Treasury. This did not happen by accident. It is all a fraud. And certainly in the Obama regime, as we've said, at least 10 of the key people come from the Council on Foreign Relations and the State Department. Certainly Hillary Clinton's husband was a member of the Trilateral Commission. Her deputy Secretary of State, James Steinberg, comes from the Trilateral Commission. And then, of course, three of the other key people come to the Trilateral Commission. Of the nine names that have been nominated for the State Department for key positions, why seven of them belong either to the Council on Foreign Relations, or the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, and, of course, four of the nine people that have been nominated so far for key positions in the Secretary of State come from the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, which only has 87 United States citizens in its membership. Do you honestly think that happened by accident? And, of course, we have the names of 10 people that Obama has appointed who come from the Council on, pardon me, from the Trilateral Commission. And most of the people in key positions belong to the CFR, the Group of 30, the Bilderbergers, or the Trilateral Commission. We have a cabal that controls our government, and they are in the process of destroying our economy. Why would any rational people do that? Well, very simple. We're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who have a different worldview. And by destroying the sovereignty and the strength of this country, they will be able to impoverish our people and to force us into the world government. And of course, that was the subject of Henry Kissinger's January 12, 2009 article in the International Herald Tribune. And if you don't have it, you pull it down and you read it through a dozen times. And you understand that Henry Kissinger is saying that this horrible plague that is sweeping this world, this financial contraction that's going to destroy nations, is an opportunity. That's how he starts out. This is an opportunity. And what's an opportunity? To bring in the new international order, the new international economic order. I mean, he makes it very clear. Get his article, read it, understand that this whole thing is planned by the people who control and have controlled our monetary system for many decades. And, of course, the Trilateral Commission is only the modern-day manifestation of the plan that was laid out when they first created the Federal Reserve System back in 1913. And as Senator Nelson Aldrich is there, for whom Nelson Aldrich Rockefeller was.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now, or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Hello? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Well, I thought we don't have our guest yet. And so if you're out there in the listening audience, would like to call us, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. But when America was taken over, when they took over control of our banking system and created a central bank created by bankers for the purpose of bankers to enrich the bankers and, of course, to ultimately allow the destruction of our monetary system. One of the people who attended the secret meeting at Jekyll Island was a man named Senator Nelson Aldrich. That name should be certainly familiar to you. Nelson Aldrich Rockefeller was David Rockefeller's brother, and it was Stephen Rockefeller, Nelson Aldrich Rockefeller's son, who of course wrote the Earth Charter, which talked about the importance of equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations, and that's why we've been shipping our money overseas. That's why today, even though the United States has to borrow money every single day to pay its bills, I mean, $2 billion a day, but it's probably more than that because, of course, the deficit this coming year will be at least $2 trillion. Remember, the entire budget of the United States is a little over $3 trillion, but, the deficit is going to be over $2 trillion. It's wonderful when you can just borrow from future generations and know that you're going to destroy the value of currency so you'll never have to pay the money back. But, of course, you can't let the people know that. But certainly Stephen Rockefeller, the son of Nelson Aldrich Rockefeller, who was certainly the grandson of Senator Aldrich, who created the Federal Reserve System. But Stephen Rockefeller actually wrote the Earth Charter along with Gorbachev and Maurice Strong, laid out the plan for the transfer of America's wealth to other nations. That's why we're financing communist China. The miracle they have over there is all done with borrowed money. Borrowed from America, borrowed from the United States, or simply give it to them in one form or another through the World Bank, which, of course, is controlled by the Trilateral Commission, the IMF, International Monetary Fund, and the Asian Development Bank, and the East Asian Development Bank, and by America's great financial institutions, most of which are Rockefeller-controlled, J.P. Morgan Chase, and certainly Citigroup are both Rockefeller-controlled banks. They always have been, and I'm sure they have controls in the other banks, Goldman Sachs, of course. If you look at the list of the current Trilateral Commission members, where do you find? Why, if you find Mr. Diamond, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, and then you find the fellow who's the CEO of Goldman Sachs. I mean, there are only 87 members, but there's a little cabal of people are plotting how they're going to destroy America, transferring our wealth to other nations. Why do you think that they've refused to enforce our immigration laws, refused to guard our borders, to build the fence, to protect our southern border, and allowed probably somewhere between 20 or 30 illegal immigrants to come into our country? Now, many of them may have gone back because of the recession, but they're still here. They're still down in front of our local Kmart. Kmart's long since gone, but now we have a Home Depot, and so that's where they stand around waiting for somebody to come to hire them, and people do hire them. And of course, but they are allowed to come in here, ladies and gentlemen, because they want to lower our living standards, because they compete effectively with, they'll work for much less than American labor as well, and then they send their money out of this country. That's how we're building up the economy of Mexico. And, of course, General Motors are going before the Congress and pleading for money. We need money. We're going to go bankrupt. They just opened their $300 million plant in Russia. They've just opened their eighth plant in communist China. They've opened massive plants down there in Mexico. They're building a new $2 or $3 billion complex down there, and they've got all sorts of other banks, all sorts of other factories in Brazil, because the plan has always been to send the American manufacturing to China and to Russia and to Mexico and to Brazil. When you understand that, then so many things begin to make sense, because otherwise they don't. I mean, why won't they guard our borders? Well, very simply, they want to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and to impoverish our people. And when you understand that, then you begin to get the big picture of why they precipitated this financial collapse that is going to destroy certainly every nation in the world. Why is it important to destroy the economics of every nation in the world, to force them all into this one world government? Well, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. I'd like to know what you think about what's happening. Do you realize what has really taken place with this whole worldwide financial collapse? They have actually destroyed somewhere between $30 and $60 trillion of value. Value in home and property prices have plummeted. Here in California, they've fallen as much as 45%. Now, not as much in other areas. Of course, we had much more of a run-up here, but certainly, on average, I think property values have dropped about 18%. But here in California, 40 to 45%. But all throughout the world, they've destroyed property values and the value of even the stock market. Of course, you have to understand that it's all make-believe money. In the stock market, you can run these prices up. There was no relationship between the price of the stock and the actual value of the stock or the earnings of the stock. It was all a speculative bubble. They created this. They created the euphoria because they control the media and they control how you feel. And, of course, the stock market is manipulated by something known as the Working Group on Financial Markets. The Working Group on Financial Markets. You can, of course, read about it on the Internet. Just Google in Working Group on Financial Markets. They call it the Plunge Protection Team, and they manipulate the stock market, and they do it legally. They have this right under an executive order written by Ronald Reagan, who was, of course, enticed into this by the people who surrounded him, people like George Bush, incidentally from the Trilateral Commission, and a member of an ancient secret society that is pledged to Lucifer. That's the Skull and Bones. If you doubt the Skull and Bones is pledged to Lucifer, just go up to WilliamHKennedy.com, www.WilliamHKennedy.com, and pull down the segment there they have on Skull and Bones. You'll see the video, actually a truly shot, a real video of them bowing before a replica of Lucifer. They know what they're doing. They just can't let the American people understand what's going on, because as times get worse and people lose their homes and their jobs and their homes and maybe their families as well, because, I mean, this feels nothing worse for a family than simply being impoverished and having to move out of their home and move into an uncertain future. And how do you get a job and how do you make a living? And, well, right now you get unemployment insurance, and they're having to increase, you know, the amount of money, because unemployment insurance funds all across the country are running out of money. Why? Because there's so many people out of their jobs. And certainly just this last week, over 100,000 people lost their jobs. Well over half a million in December. I think it was 560 million in December. 533,000 in November, 563,000 in December, and last month, again in January, about 500, well, it's going to be about 500,000 at least. I mean, you're losing a half a million jobs a month, and all of these people, every one of them, is a human tragedy, and this is all manipulated by the people of great wealth, whose dedication is not to saving America, but to bring about a new world order, a new world economic system, a new world currency, and a new world religion, and enthroning a world leader. And you must understand that behind all of this, the reason that this movement could go from Senator Nelson Aldrich back in 1913 to his grandson, you know, Stephen Rockefeller, who, my understanding is he passed away here recently, and I'm sure he's gone to his just rewards, right in the very pit of hell. But this whole family, the Rockefeller family, has been involved with the occult, many members involved with the occult. And did you understand? This is why Henry Ford was so successful. He was involved with Masonry and Theosophy and Spiritualism. And Andrew Carnegie was involved with the occult. He always went to his astrologers before he made his decisions for purchases. And Andrew Mellon was involved with this. And Andrew Carnegie and all of these people who have accumulated great wealth have been tied into the occult. And you could be too. But of course you would do it at the cost of your eternal soul. And don't even consider it. If you doubt that this is the way things are, get the book, The Secret. It's written by Rhonda Burns. And of course she's been featured many times on Oprah Winfrey, you know, trying to get people into this occult manifestation, using your mind to conjure up power. This is what it's all about. And as she tells you at the end of her little book, The Secret, which has sold countless millions of copies, and it is said to contain the knowledge of the ages, and this is the knowledge of the ages, that there is another dimension, that you can tap into the other dimension. But at the end of her little book, Rhonda Burns tells you the secret. You are God. You are God. And you say, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of. Well, that was the message that the serpent gave Eve in the Garden of Eden, both Adam and Eve. You know, if you eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you can be as gods and you shall never die. You can be as gods and you shall never die. And Adam and Eve embraced that philosophy. And, of course, then they were cast out of the Garden of Eden. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the story of the Bible is true. You know, the Bible actually prophesies the very things that are going on today. I mean, how could they have known thousands of years ago the time would come one day where everything in the world would number and you'd never not be able to buy or sell unless you wore the mark of the beast or were known by the number of his name? How could they possibly have known that? Other than, of course, this was all prophesied. They knew the time would come when they would have the ability to number them. Do you realize that today that every farm animal has to be have a number on it, at least by federal law? If you haven't got our 4-tape set on spy chips, and it goes into the background of this, or the book we carry by Catherine Albrecht called Spy Chips, and then we have an excellent DVD on RFID identification. They're all available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get the DVD by Billy Crone on RFID identification. Get the 4-tape set, which includes our interviews with people talking about how all farm animals, you see these poor old cows now, or steers out there on the range, and they've all got to have a little ear tag on them, an RFID identifier. But by law, every chicken and every goose has to have an identification number. Of course, the big farms, Tyson gets away with it. They can just have a number for a batch of chickens. But if you're a small chicken farmer or goose farmer, you're supposed to have an RFID identifier so the government can know where disease comes from. No, it's all part of their program. Everything is to be identified, and eventually every person is to be identified. In fact, you already have a number. It's your Social Security number. They promised this when it was issued. It would never be used for anything else. It was only given to us by the government because FDR's government wanted to help us. But what people didn't know that FDR was, of course, deeply involved in the occult. He was a disciple of Mandy P. Hall's, and you'll want to see this greatest new DVD we have, The Eye of the Phoenix, because it goes into Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his involvement with the occult, with the satanic element of which the world. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. Give us a call.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all
hello
the
there.
Essential
hello,
proteins,
hello.
Vitamins, minerals, antioxidants,
hello.
Enzymes, and many of nature's
hello.
Special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning was supposed to have been Patrick Wood of the August Review, but we haven't been able to get him. So if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255, and who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan, this is Janon in Texas.
Well, hi, Janon. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I wanted to know if you could explain something to me. Over the last couple of days, there have been people who have been saying that the solution is to nationalize the Federal Reserve. And there's a video of Congressman Dennis Kucinich on YouTube, and he's explaining it on C-SPAN about how to nationalize the Federal Reserve, and I really don't think that that's what we really want, and I'm not sure what they mean by it, and I'll hang up and listen to your explanation. Thank you.
All right, fine, Janon, and Janon's I think in Austin, Texas. Well, the whole idea of nationalization of the Federal Reserve says, we're going to take this out of the control of the wicked bankers, and we're going to put it under the control of the federal government, which is under the control of the wicked bankers. That is exactly what they're saying. I mean, you nationalize the Federal Reserve and you fire Ben Bernanke, and of course then you would bring the production of money under the control of Timothy Geithner, who just happens to come from the Trilateral Commission, from the Bilderbergers, from the Council on Foreign Relations, from the Group of 30, and of course of the other economic advisors to President Obama. One of them is Larry Sumner. He comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Group of 30. And then, of course, Paul Volcker, who is the chief private consultant. A new position has been made for Paul Volcker. Paul Volcker, honorary chairman, permanent honorary chairman of the North American Group of the Trilateral Commission, certainly member of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Bilderbergers, and, of course, the chairman of the Group of 30. So we're going to take the power away from the wicked bankers and give it to the people who control the wicked bankers. Now, the thing is, I'm sure Dennis Kucinich is very, very sincere, and what he's pointing out is the fact that certainly the Federal Reserve is the root of the problem. But the thing we need to do is educate the American people. We need to do away with the Federal Reserve. We need to get back to a gold-backed currency. Price gold at $5,000 an ounce if you want to, and that way there'd be plenty of liquidity, and you could have money tied to gold, but you have to have some sort of an anchor, because whenever, of course, the politicians, you know, can, all they have to do is just say, well, make more money, print more money. That's what they did during the French Revolution. If you haven't read the book, the fiat money inflation in France, it tells what happened after the French Revolution, as the politicians who are trying to build a new society there said, look, we've got to get, you know, this country rebuilt, and what we've got all this property, massive amount of property that we confiscated from the Catholic Church of the nobility. We'll use that as the backing for our money. Isn't that logical? Certainly sounds logical to, well, it sounded logical to the people back in 1789, so that's what they did. And then they started printing paper money, and they produced tremendous prosperity, just like we had up until recently. Tremendous prosperity, but with that, of course, came down a breakdown of morals and concepts of right and wrong, and of course, corruption of the politicians. But pretty soon, the benefits of all this money that they'd created, with everybody having money, began to wear off, and so as they begin to slip into recession, why, the solution was to print more money. And that's what they did. And then they had prosperity again, just like Obama's going to get temporarily with pouring all this money in. You know, nobody is telling you, they've already put about, within this last year, over $8 trillion into the economy here and throughout the world. Please go to my website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and read my November newsletter. And we simply take the figures from the Fed, pointing out that they've already given, lent, pledged, promised over, well, I think at the time I wrote my newsletter in November, it was $7.4 trillion, the Fed and the Treasury had already pledged that much, and it hadn't done anything at all. And of course, then after that, of course, they had to give more money to AIG and to Countrywide, and I should say to Citigroup. And then of course, now Obama is going to come up with this $819 billion bailout. So we're talking about almost $10 trillion, somewhere between $9 and $10 trillion of money they've already poured out, and it hasn't solved the problem any more than pouring out more money at the time of the after 1789 was going to solve the problem. And so then of course they had to have another massive issue of money, and then another massive issue of money, and then the whole system simply broke down, and people were looking for a solution, and well, they got a new leader. His name was Napoleon Bonaparte, and they'd gotten rid of the French nobility, and now they had a new emperor who led them into war after war after war, and that's what's going to happen here. I mean, that the only way out of this illusion is simply a dictatorship and a war, and they're already planning on a war in the Middle East. I don't know if it's going to be with Pakistan or Iran, or he's going to bring in Russia or China. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that these are the things that they are planning at the present time. So they know that this is not a solution. Yes, the solution would be to nationalize the Fed, but then eliminate this whole concept. We do not need a central bank. We need state banks and local banks, where, of course, their deposits are guaranteed by gold, so they cannot overexpand the monetary system. And who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Good morning. It's Hollywood.
Hi. How are you?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
Listen, I have a question. It's actually from a program that you had on tape yesterday, and you were doing an interview with David Justice.
David Justice? I don't think that was mine. I don't believe it was mine. I don't recall it, but tell me about it.
Well, it was about starting a Third Continental Congress, and they were asking if anybody would like to be delegates for that Congress. Because I doubt seriously whether our Congress is going to do much to help us out of this mess.
Yeah, but you don't want another Continental Congress, because the difficulty is that they could change our Constitution. You do not want to do away with our Constitution. Well, we need to get back to our Constitution and hold our elected representatives responsible to the Constitution. The worst thing we could do is do away with our system of government, which is exactly what the elite, what our invisible rulers want. They're the ones who are behind this whole idea of, oh, what we need is a balanced budget amendment.
Well,
we've already passed laws that have said that they violated the laws they passed. They'll violate any constitutional provision, and with that, if they have a constitutional convention, they will destroy and set our Constitution, and we will have no guarantees against tyranny. Hang on here, William. We'll be back in just a moment, and welcome your calls at 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The staff and families at Smart Parts takes this special time out to recognize and salute the sterling men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's remember them during these trying times in our thoughts, prayers, and most importantly, our letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message is proudly sponsored by Smart Parts at 530 South 6th Avenue in Sterling. They realize that our children represent our future. Let's all get involved and make our area a safer place to live and raise children.
Well, I understand back here. Is our caller still on the line? I guess we lost him. Anyway, our telephone number 970-689-8255. 8255. Well, if you'd like to give us a call, first of all, we need to do away with the Federal Reserve System, but we do not want to nationalize it. In other words, we do not want a central bank. That was point five of the Communist Manifesto. Dennis Kucinich is a nice man, but he really doesn't have any grasp of so much of what's going on in the world today. What we have to have banks. You can't get by without banks. But if you have a state bank, which of course will be subject at least the control of the politicians of the state, but at least they're much closer to us than those in Washington, D.C. But then we want to even restrict what the state banks can do. And we want to get back to local banks. We want our money backed by gold and silver. And when people, if bankers issue money and there's so much money that they can't redeem it, then they go to prison, just like everybody else should. I mean, who has gone to prison as a result of creating this financial crisis that is destroying the economy of the world? I mean, certainly the people who actually sold the homes, overpriced homes, who gave loans to people who could not possibly afford them. You read my December newsletter, and we use the example Thomas Friedman used. An exaggeration, possibly, but you take a man who's making $14,000 a year, and you sell him a home that's worth $775,000, and with no money down and no payments for 2 years. And then you take the mortgage that he signed back by this home, which is not worth $775,000, but the appraiser has bid that price up because that's how he gets jobs. I mean, he lies so that he gives high appraisals and everybody's happy because, after all, the people who sell the house are happy, and the people, of course, who write the mortgage are happy. And then you take all these mortgages and then you bundle them into bonds. And then you get the rating agencies to give them a AAA rating. The people in the rating agencies, Standard & Poor's and Moody, ought to go to prison because they violated their responsibility. Has anybody suggested that? And then the banks that bundled these bonds that they knew were inadequate should go to prison. And then you sell these. But before you sell them, you put a derivative contract on it. A derivative contract is an insurance policy that guarantees the value of the bond. But there's no money behind the insurance policy. Could you imagine writing an insurance policy or buying an insurance policy that didn't have any money behind it? So that if the insurance policy, you were to die, your widow would not get any money, or if your house burned down, you wouldn't get any money because the insurance company didn't have any money, but you had a piece of paper. What madness is that? Who is being held responsible for that? Why, ladies and gentlemen, you are. You are, because, I mean, Citigroup and Bank of America and J.P. Morgan and all of these other big banks, all tied into, of course, the Trilateral Commission, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, this organization of evil. Of course, all of their derivatives, you are responsible for. The U.S. Treasuries agreed to take on the responsibility of Citigroup, all of their derivatives they've written. Bank of America, all the derivatives they've written. J.P. Morgan, they've got $80 trillion. $80 trillion. $80 trillion in derivatives. And you know who's on the hook for them? You are. And so understand, this is going to destroy our economy. But nobody is held responsible. Who's gone to prison? Who's even been indicted for all of this? And, of course, nobody's going to be held responsible. They'll pick out a few people, they'll use them as examples like they did with the torture that was authorized by President Bush and by Donald Rumsfeld. But a couple of sergeants go to jail, or a sergeant goes to jail for 10 years, and everybody thinks we're enforcing the law. These people were simply carrying out the orders that they had. Well, so far they haven't even had the decency to put the people in prison for, the scams. But to talk about a Ponzi scheme, the greatest of all Ponzi scheme was this housing bubble that was created by Alan Greenspan, member of the Trilateral Commission, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Bilderbergers. And, of course, if you read his book, He was regularly socializing. His book is titled The Age of Turbulence, and it's well worthwhile reading. And he was socializing with who? David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger. And then you read Henry Kissinger's article in the International Tribune saying, you know, that's January 12th, titled A Chance for a New World Order. That's the title, A Chance for a New World Order. And what's Henry Kissinger saying? Why, this crisis. He doesn't say that my good friend Alan Greenspan created it. Doesn't have to. You and I know this crisis is an opportunity to bring about what he and all of the other members of the cabals want, and that is the destruction of America, doing away with American sovereignty, and bringing in the new world order. That's what it's about. And once you understand that, everything begins to make sense. Otherwise, nothing begins to make sense. But the last thing we want to do is have a constitutional convention and destroy our constitution, which is our only protection against tyranny. Right now, the other people are lawbreakers. But once they've destroyed our constitution, then we have no protection against the imposition of tyranny. And the last thing we want to do is nationalize the Fed. We want to do away with the Fed and then get back to a gold-backed currency. That's the solution. I don't see it coming. Not unless there's a massive revival in America and people turn back to God, but people don't want God submitted them. After all, they want the good times back. They want the Super Bowl back. They want massive crowds out there cheering for Bruce Springsteen or whatever his name was. And I thought that really the opening of the Super Bowl was great, and then the halftime celebration. I mean, downright vulgar in my estimation, but not as bad as some of they've had in the past, but still not to my liking at all. As you see this fascination, you know, with of course the singer, that tremendous enthusiasm. Did you see enthusiasm like that, you know, for our political leaders? Well, I suppose maybe with Obama, because they've created this aura. He's going to bring change. But ladies and gentlemen, what sort of change is he going to bring? Well, he's bringing back all of the people from the Clinton administration. And, of course, it's the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the Trilateral Commission that will control this administration. That's the change.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and maybe we can get Pat on later this week. We hope so. Anyway, this is the time when we need to I'll remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And, of course, as you know, we have almost 60 outlets every week, over 60 outlets now, of one type or another, of radio, of satellite or internet or certainly of shortwave. But it's an expensive proposition. If you'd like to help, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me point out that somebody's been fooling around with our telephone numbers, and so you may have to call it not toll free, but 831. Let's see, 7698. Well, right now the number slips my mind. If you can't get through today, we hope you're going to be able to get through tomorrow. We will have it hooked up by tomorrow, 7698. I don't want to give you a number that we can't get anyway. We hope that you'll want to get the great new DVD we have, The Eye of the Phoenix. That's The Eye of the Phoenix. And, of course, it goes into the background of the emblems on the back of the dollar bill, the occult emblems that were put there by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was deeply involved in the occult. That's the same Franklin Delano Roosevelt who began to pack the Supreme Court with Masons, who would then take God and prayer out of our schools. And when you understand how important that was to destroy the religious foundation of this country, you can begin to understand what is really going on. And, of course, you have to understand that FDR, because he was a Mason, and Henry Wallace, who was the Secretary of Agriculture, and, of course, he was deeply involved in the occult. I mean, he was a disciple of Nicholas Roark, who was the chief Satanist at that time, and, of course, the mentor for Mandy P. Hall, who was the leading Masonic philosopher of all time. And, of course, Henry Wallace even wrote letters to Nicholas Roark saying, "Dear Guru, dear Guru." And, of course, that was why, of course, when those letters surfaced, why, of course, Henry Wallace did not become the vice president. He had already was the vice president during the third term of FDR. He would have been the vice president during the fourth term. But the Dear Guru letters surfaced, and of course, Roosevelt then replaced him with Harry Truman, who was a 33rd degree Mason. And between, of course, Truman and Roosevelt, they packed the Supreme Court with judges who took God and prayer out of our schools, and the purpose was to destroy the religious foundation of this nation. You must understand that these people worship a different God. This all gets into the Gnostic beliefs that there are two gods. And if you haven't studied the Gnosticism, get out your encyclopedia and read about Gnosticism, or get on my material, The Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read the book, you need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret. Certainly, read our newsletters, and we got three little pamphlets called The Occult Hierarchy, which will take you into this whole occult movement, which is the basis of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers. We have a four-tape set on satanic crimes. That's on satanic crimes. And then we have a book on satanic crimes. We have a four-tape set on the supernatural. And, of course, the book that goes with that was written by Johanna Michelson, The Beautiful Side of Evil. We have a four-tape set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin, a Jesuit priest, and the book, Hostage to the Devil. 763, well, I don't want to give you the number, but anyway, 1-800.